Oh boy, thank you so much. You must really enjoy options. Or maybe you're thinking that you may want to play with these things. Whatever, we're still going to do our best to convince you otherwise. Because today we'll take a look at more speculating using various option strategies and then discuss the two ch situations where yours truly, someday, maybe, probably never, would it be involved with options. So let's get started on slide 31. Speculating, gambling. You will often hear if you feel the market price of a particular stock is going to move up, if you anticipate a drop in price within the next 6 months. It is a highly risky investment, no, it's a speculative strategy, but it may be suited for the more speculatively inclined. These are all quotes from your textbook. The flaw in these arguments is this: there has never been a successful method to predict stock prices in the short term. There are plenty of unsuccessful methods. You may feel or anticipate that the price will go up and down, but that doesn't mean it will. It's not investing, it is gambling, speculating. Plus, you may be correct, but your option may expire before you are proven correct. So, in my humble opinion, stay away, but still, we do need to understand these things, if only to know to stay away from them. So let's take a look at some more strategies, guaranteed to make your broker very, very happy, but you maybe not so much. Hedging. Hedging is a transaction or a series of transactions made to reduce the risk of adverse price movements in an asset. Now, you can think of it as insurance. Insurance can be useful in some instances. Yes, it can be, but it is not free. You pay for the insurance via the price, the premium of the option, and of course the commissions. And we've already said, if you're not getting charged commissions, you're still getting charged. So don't let that fool you. Investors can use hedging strategies when they are unsure of what the market will do. A perfect hedge reduces your risk to nothing, except for the cost of the option, the premium, and of course the commissions. So here's an example. You own 100 shares of Butterfly.com. It is currently selling for $50. You are afraid the price will plummet within the next 3 months to $10. So purchase a put at $50. Yes, no matter what happens, if you bought that put at $50, you can sell the stock for $50. But only until the option expires. Then you have to go out and buy more insurance. This is called a protective put. You see what's going on here? You have insured that if the price goes down, you can still sell it for $50. But it's not free. Using options as insurance is one way to keep your broker very happy. But if you're sure the stock is going to fall, why not just sell the darn thing? I'm not sure. Well, there you go. Buy the insurance, pay the option premium and the commission, and there you go until the option expires. Straddle. What? This is the simultaneous purchase or sale of a put and a call at the same underlying on the same underlying financial asset. What? Why would you buy a call and a put at the same time? Look, if the price is volatile in either direction, up or down, you're going to make money. But remember, you have to pass the break-even point for both purchases plus the commissions. If the stock price is not volatile, well, maybe you'd sell and aka write or make the straddle and hope that the price does not change greatly. Two commissions at the same time. Oh, your broker's gonna love you. So here's an example. Butterfly.com is selling for $50, but its price is extremely volatile. So you purchase a call at 50 and a put at 50. Huh? The price of the call option is $4. The price of the put option is $5. Now, no matter which way the price goes, one of your options is going to be in the money, unless you're unfortunate enough for it to land at $50 on the day of expiration. But the call cost you $4, the put cost you $5, so the price has to move at least $9 up to 59 or down to 41 either way before you break even. And we did not include the cost of the commissions. You pay two commissions for the straddle, possibly one for exercising the option, Brilliant strategy, huh? Wait, it gets better. Slide 36, a spread, the simultaneous purchase and or sale of two or more options with different strike prices and or expiration dates. What? The stock's selling for $50. You buy a call at the strike price of 50. You sell a call at the strike price of 55. You paid for the call at 50. You got paid for the call at 55. If the stock price rises, you'll make money. The possibilities are endless. And so are the commissions. So if you really like gambling, have fun. Your broker's going to love you. Now, selling options. We've been discussing it. Well, we've also talked about the seller, the maker, the writer. This allows you to play the part of the casino. You become the Las Vegas casino, and the option buyers are betting against you. And more often than not, the option writer, the option maker, the option seller is right. Most options expire worthless. Have I mentioned this yet? But no matter what happens, you get to keep the premium, the price of the option. No matter what happens, whether or not the option is exercised or not, that $2 or $1 or $5 multiplied by 100, remember, it goes into your pocket. If and when I ever begin trading options, it will be as an option writer. But that doesn't mean that you still cannot lose big. You can and often will lose big. So let's take a look at the selling options that you can sell with a covered option or an uncovered option, also called a naked option. This is an option when you sell a covered option, you are selling an option against the stock that you've already owned. You already purchased it or sold it short. We'll discuss selling short later on in a couple more chapters. But an uncovered option is, or a naked option, is the option that you wrote, made, sold, they all mean the same thing, on securities that you don't own. The amount of return to the option writer is always limited to the amount of option premium received, but the loss can be substantial and, well, not unlimited, but huge in the case of a naked call, an uncovered call. Because why? The stock price could zoom and then you're stuck. You've got to buy it at that huge price and then turn around and sell it at the strike price. So let's take a look at some, and by the way, there's a really good example of somebody who did just this straddle where they did a whole bunch of different covers, you know, calls and puts and all the things. And he was sure that he could not lose money. He lost, you know, outrageous tens of thousands of dollars. So here's a covered call example. You own a stock, you have 100 shares, you're considering selling, but you're not quite sure. You write a covered call and you receive the premium, whatever it is, $2, $5 times 100. If the stock price jumps substantially, the stock will be called away from you. You're going to be forced to sell. But if the stock price stays the same or goes down, the option will expire worthless, and then you can write another covered call. In either case, you get to keep the premium. And as I said, this is only one of the two options that I would personally ever consider doing. I've never done it. I probably never will, but it makes a little bit of sense. Here, you own Butterfly.com. You know them, right? It's currently selling for $50 a share. You bought it at $40 and you want to sell. So you're thinking, okay, I own it. I bought it at $40. I made $10. I'm thinking of selling. Well, why not write a covered call at $55? And maybe the premium is $5. So I get $500. The premium on a $55 call is currently selling for $5. I get $5 times 100 or $500. Now, if the stock price jumps over $55, it'll be called away from you at $55. But it's actually as if you had sold it at $60 because you got $5 from the call and then you sell the stock for $55. If the stock goes up to $120, oh, well, you could have sold it at $120 if you hadn't written the call, but that's water under the bridge. If the stock stays below $55, you can do it all over again. You can write another covered call. And by the way, this is the only option transaction that is allowed in an IRA. None others. This is it. Because options are not meant to make you money. They're meant to lose money. This strategy allows you to make extra money from a stock that you already own. But what's the disadvantage? Well, as we said, if the stock price zooms, you know, explodes overnight, which is very rare, but it does happen, you can lose a lot of money. Well, you don't really lose anything. You lose opportunity cost because you could have sold it for the $120 that it zoomed up to, but you had to sell it for $55 because you made this contract. The naked put is the only other option strategy that I would personally consider. But as long as you have the cash to make the transaction, you're not really naked, but the brokerage firm declares you're naked. That's the definition. So you have the cash to make the transaction, and you're considering buying the company, but you're not sure. You're thinking of buying the stock, but instead you write a naked put. You receive the premium. Now, if the stock falls substantially, the stock price falls, you're going to have to buy it. It will be put to you. You'll have to purchase it, but you were thinking about buying it anyway. If the stock price stays the same or goes up, the option expires worthless. You get to keep the premium, and then you can do it again. So again, that's the only other one I would think about doing. I'm thinking about buying the stock, but I'm not quite sure. So I write a put, sell a put, make a put. They all mean the same thing. And then I can get money from that sale of that put. And maybe I'll buy it, maybe I won't, because the stock price might never go down below the strike price. So here's an example. You're considering purchasing Butterfly.com. It's currently selling for $50, and you have the cash to do it, to buy it at $50. So you write a naked put at $45, and maybe you receive $300 since the premium at that time for a put at $45 strike price is currently $3. Remember, $3 times 100. So now if the stock price falls below $45, the stock will be put to you at $45, but you were thinking of buying it at $50. It is as if you bought it at $42 because you paid $45, but you received $3 from the sale. If the stock price stays the same or goes up, you can then write another naked put. This strategy allows you to make extra money from a stock that you want but are not sure you're going to purchase. What are the disadvantages? Well, it could go to zero, or go down to $5, in which case you have to pay $45 for that. Or if it keeps going up, you'll never get to buy the stock, but who cares? You're making money off the sale of the put. So those are the only two, the covered call and the naked put, that I would ever consider doing it, and I probably won't. So there you go. What do you think, folks? Are you excited? Are you want to gamble, speculate with options, make your broker happy? Have at it. But don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I care about your money. I don't want you to lose. In our last and final presentation, that's redundant, in our final presentation on options, we will take a look at employee stock options and a few other odds and ends, because employee stock options are something that you may be offered if you ever work for a high-tech startup or any other company that doesn't really have the cash to pay you very good salary, but they could give you stock options, which might make you very, very wealthy, but also could blow up in your face, as happened during the dot-com explosion and then implosion. See you in our last presentation on options, dear students. Thank you so much for being in our class. We are so proud of you. You are awesome.